she lay down on a pallet on the floor, and they got back where there was that little boy laying on the pallet with his mother, with no assistance at all.
Oh, my goodness.
In those days, the women were tougher. My mother would stay alone, you know, while my father went over. They lived over by Paseo. He'd go over after a load of stuff. She'd stay over here in this wild country where it's supposed to have Indians and things.
Mm-hmm.
All alone.
Well, they were either tougher or they were dead.
Yeah, they were very brave. I'm like I am after my husband was killed. So many people say, well, aren't you afraid? You know, they can't anything ever scare me. I was frightened almost beyond endurance when I saw him that day and looked in his eyes, which was wide open. And I was frightened almost to death. But I can't never be frightened anymore.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not afraid of anything anymore.
Mm.
I stay here myself all the time. Mm. See, we were 50 years just getting real comfortable here. This old house, he sided it with aluminum siding, and that makes it almost soundproof.
Oh.
And it makes it cooler in the summer and warmer in the winter.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, we have butane gas now.
Boy, that helps, doesn't
yes,
it?
Uh-huh.
No wood to cut or
uh-huh.
things to haul.
No. Yeah. My husband, I can remember when he horse farmed. You know, the first buggy that we bought it with butter. I mowed it, and we didn't have any ice. And all summer, we had a dug well. And we'd separate that cream and put that cream down that well and get it cold. And I'd get up early every morning and churn it and mold it, take it out to Norman, and then we'd put the butter back in there and it got nice and firm.
Mm-hmm.
Sell it for 30 cents a pound, but they didn't pay us money. They give us chips that represent the money, and we could trade the trading chips. We could trade that back out. Well, they had the hardware, and they had dry goods, and they had everything in that store. It's wine, George Wyman's store.
Mm-hmm.
Well, about all we would buy, we'd get 100 pounds of sugar at a time and a sack of flour at a time. And in those days, we raised our potatoes. We very seldom bought anything else, only sugar and flour, and bought our coffee and roasted it and ground it.
Mm.
Bought the raw coffee beans and roasted it and ground it.
Mm. What kind of potatoes did you raise?
Well, we raised the early Ohio.
These are white?
White. Kind of long like potato. That's the kind we always raised, the early Ohio in those days.
Uh-huh.
And now there's another kind they raise, I think.
Did you raise any of those old yellow ones that are kind of sweet?
Sweet potatoes, yes. We raised sweet potatoes, too.
Where'd you get your seed?
Well, we get, the neighbors usually would swap around. In those days, you know, we kill lots of hogs. We've killed as many as seven in one day, butchered as many as seven in one day.
Hmm.
And we had all the nice cured hams and bacon that we wanted.
Yeah, that's nice.
And sausage, and we'd stuff some of those sausage, you know, and dry them. They was real good that way.
Ooh. Mm-hmm. Did you ever grind up the liver and put that in your sausage?
No, we didn't. The liver, we usually would eat that, or the neighbors, whenever they'd help on butchering, why they'd swap and give that liver, they swap that, you know.
Uh-huh. They didn't like it, and you did, huh?
We liked the liver, and they did, too, but we didn't put the liver, but we'd put the heads of the hogs. We'd make sausage, what they call oatmeal sausage.
Oh.
And it was just real good, and we'd take the casings of the hog, and we'd stuff that oatmeal sausage, and then we'd put that in boiling water and cook the casings, you know, so that it wouldn't spoil or anything. Then,
mm-hmm.
we'd have sticks, poles that we'd tie them together at the end, and then hang them on these poles and let them kind of dry.
Mm-hmm.
Well, in the winter, we'd put them in the oven and bake them, and that was real good meat. We'd grind the lean meat of the hog's head, cook the hog's
uh-huh.
head.